about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live right now, 5 minutes past the hour. Please call in with your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember we were just talking about cats a few days ago? Or was it, a few days ago? Where cats that beg for food may actually have OCD and or some sort of a mental disorder. Right, because they're either obsessed with food or something kooky with them. And remember I said, you know, why are we just picking on the cats? Because, you know, my dogs have some issues. Well, I guess now dogs are in the news. Dogs who chase their own tails. It could be OCD as opposed to a game. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard of this. We've talked about this before where dogs chasing their tail is a sign of OCD. Sometimes these dogs, they just don't stop. They just keep chasing it. And I've known dogs that have had to be medicated for that. Our dogs, I really don't care if they chase the tail because, you know, they have so much crud and sediment on their tushy and their tail that hopefully it just kind of goes off in the wind. So as far as I'm concerned, it's kind of like a little vacuum. Anyway, they say dogs that regularly chase their own tails are exhibiting OCD-like symptoms. The quote-unquote playful behavior may be, in fact, a warning of a pet's obsessive-compulsive behavior. It could also be a symptom of poor diet and mental health issues. Well, we always thought they were stupid. I'd hate to say there's something seriously mental going on, but I always thought it was stupid that they didn't realize that the tail was on their body. I mean, it would be like, you know, us trying to play with our waving hand. You know, it doesn't make sense, but we do. We play with our nails. We play with our hair. We pick at things. I've seen guys rub their nipples. So, I mean, you know, it's not that foreign for somebody in the animal species to play with themselves. I mean, in terms of, you know, arms and legs and stop the giggles. But researchers at the University of Helsinki questioned 400 dog owners about their pets. That's a problem. You ask a dog owner about their pet, they're going to tell you the guy's crazy. And suggested that early separation from dog's mother may have caused some of the symptoms. They say stereotypical behavior, this is reported by Daily Online, in pets has not been studied extensively, even though several different types of compulsive behavior occur in different species, including dogs. Dogs could chase lights, shadows, bit or lick its own flank, pace, they said flank, okay? It's radio. Let's keep it clean. Pace compulsively or chase its own tail. You know, I always wondered about that. You rip these animals away from their mommy. I mean, everybody, they love to go to the breeders and get these animals as pups. And it makes sense because it's harder to train when they're adults. But, you know, imagine you take a baby away from his mama. There could be some psychological issues. But again, chasing the tail, I think some dogs are stupid. Anyway, they looked at 400 Finnish dogs, including bull terriers, miniature bull terriers, German shepherds. And I thought German shepherds... No, it's the Basset Hound. I think it's supposed to be the most intelligent dog. I forget. Who's supposed to be the most intelligent dog? Not mine. I got a lab, and I got some sort of a rescue mutt. She's actually smarter than the lab. The lab is sweet, but just stupid. Somebody broke into the house. The lab wasn't there. I mean, I already had the shotgun in place. Where was the lab? Yet, you say food, he hears that. All right, what about these dogs? Blood samples were taken from dogs participating in the study. Why were they taking their blood? No wonder they acted crazy. Then they did a questionnaire. Well, what did they do with the blood? Maybe looking for certain chemical markers. They don't even talk about the chemical markers. I guess they just took the blood. Okay, so anyway, to make a long story short, your dog could be exhibiting OCD-like behavior. Don't just think your cat is crazy. Your dog is probably too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've got a lot to talk about. I guess John Lennon's killer, Mark Chapman, may make parole. Did you guys hear about this? I guess he's also being granted 48-hour conjugal visits. Mark Chapman has been in prison for 31 years for killing John Lennon, former Beatle, back in December 1980. He has been refused parole, from what I understand, I think 6-7 times. They say he will be able to stay with his wife in a trailer without cameras for 48 hours. Gloria is his faithful wife. I don't know why she's still married to him. Must not have been a Beatles fan. 57-year-old requested he be allowed conjugal visits with his wife in his current prison, which would take place with no guards or cameras. But he's up for parole. I don't think he'll get it. Hmm. Yeah, is it John Hinckley Jr.? Didn't he? Isn't he supposed to be up for parole? Who tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan and shot Ronald Reagan? Chapman shot Lennon in December 1980 outside the Manhattan apartment building where the Beatle had lived. He was sentenced in 1981 to 20 years to life in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. Hmm. Yeah, you see, he was denied parole in 2000, 2002, 2004, 2006, 2008. You know, this is where you just wonder, letting him out, just like letting John Hinckley Jr. out, are we convinced that they're not going to go and kill anybody else? I mean, obviously, the shootings were very well calculated. You can't shoot a president without planning that and calculating it. That's why it blows my mind with Jared Loughner and the Congresswoman Gifford shooting, you know, trying to play incompetent, incoherent, unfit to stand trial. Yeah, they're insane. But they are insane people that have some level of competency to carry out an assassination or an assassination attempt. You know, in the news today, they said that James Holmes, who did the Aurora, Colorado shooting, actually saw three mental health professionals. Three. Now we've been just talking about Dr. Lynn Fenton, which is the one that's been publicly disclosed, but he saw two others. He saw two other mental health professionals. I am dying to see what he tries to plead. Yes, he is insane, but that doesn't mean he should be just put away for 20 years and get to leave or get to make parole. I don't trust this guy when he comes out in 20 years and 50 years. Anyway, James Holmes had been a PhD student in neuroscience, the one alleged arrested in the Colorado shootings. He had seen Dr. Lynn Fenton, who was subpoenaed to appear in court in the Holmes case, but apparently he did see a couple others. He also had mailed a package that I guess is being recovered now and going to be used possibly by prosecution. They aren't releasing the other two health professionals' names. You're like, how did he get through, passed by three of them? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 18 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it looks like earlier this evening news came out saying Representative Aiken will stay in the Senate race, adding tensions to the GOP. It looks like he was given a deadline, Representative Todd Aiken of Missouri, to leave the race where he was going to be up against, I believe, a Democratic Senate incumbent. And the GOP, including Mitt Romney, had asked him to step aside, and he has refused. He had made controversial comments about legitimate rape and it not leading to pregnancy or the body being able to fight off the pregnancy, which kind of set off a huge media blitz. And he, over the last few days, has been crucified over it. We discussed how his statements didn't make any sense because, you know, a rape could actually result more in a pregnancy than not. But I don't know what context his comments were in, and I don't even want to try to even go there. I'm not sure where he was going with it. But unfortunately, as with politics, all right, I mean, you know, you do something stupid, you're done for. And I know everybody's pretty upset that nobody has his back in the Republican Party, but it's all about the election, all about winning the election, and that's the main goal. We spent a significant amount of time talking about that. I go, you know, if you want to run for office, you're alone. You know, it's interesting. Governor Mike Huckabee was speaking at a Talkers conference. This man is one of the sweetest men I know. And and very intelligent. And, you know, he was speaking, you know, because he has a syndicated national radio show, doing well from what I know. And, you know, he was talking about how, you know, everybody's your friend when you're running for office. And then when, you know, when you lose, you know, when you're out of the primary, it's quiet. And wasn't Huckabee one of the first primaries? I believe in both elections. I think he won like the first primary. I think Iowa, of course. And that's so true. You know, in politics, it's very lonely. Extremely lonely when you lose. Or if you do something stupid, how isolated you could be. Now, I understand. I know Biden's still in the picture. He could say stupid things and he's still there. Because probably the Democrats think it'll be more of an embarrassment to oust him than to keep him. Also, remember, the liberal media doesn't crucify the Democrats, you know, for what they say. But they will with the Republicans, even though what both said were stupid. But, you know, Representative Todd Akin, I was wondering if he was going to step down, because I believe in an interview, I only got part of it on CNN earlier today, where they were playing an audio of an interview. He's like, I said one thing that was taken out of context, and there's this huge, like, snowball effect. And it's beyond what he could control. And unfortunately, the Republican Party doesn't have any time or patience, or I don't think has any power to really investigate whatever happened. All right. Because, again, he touched a subject that you really don't go to. You just don't go there. All right. And no matter how people feel regarding the abortion issue, which is, from what I understand, the context in which he was discussing, you just can't talk about rape and use any terms liberally that would later be able to be used as a soundbite. That you know, there's no way to fix this, and so you know, his career is over. We were talking about this yesterday. I mean, his career is over. I mean, you know, GOP doesn't want him ever running, and again, I have no idea what really happened, but you know, as a politician, he should have been a little bit more savvy. Okay, there are subjects just don't go to. Don't let there be sound bites, because even if you're thinking something, it could come out wrong. You know, or you could actually be feeling a certain way and it be deemed absolutely ridiculous and hurtful. So whatever he did in terms of, you know, delineating rape as legitimate versus not legitimate and, you know, trying to talk about the science of becoming pregnant was probably very, very wrong for him to do. But that one mistake was not only wrong, it was fatal for his career. So here he is, backing out of the race. I'm not surprised that he's not going to back out, because his career would be over anyway. So he might as well go down with a fight. Now, of course, there's all these articles out going, you know, is this going to do the Republicans in? No, I don't think it's going to do the Republicans in. I don't think that many people are really on the fence, to be honest. Okay? I think people who like Mitt Romney, like Mitt Romney. People who like Obama, like Obama. And I mean, there's people that love Obama. All right? Then you have the independents. And I think most of the independents, they have their minds made up. You know, because I think many independents are actually politically committed to one side or another, but they just don't want to be wrapped up in all the BS. Because I got to tell you, when you do pick one side, you get everything in your mail. You get everything. And then, of course, it blows out and the neighbors see it. So if you are the type of person that wants some privacy with your political choices, you'll probably go independent. But don't underestimate and don't assume an independent is wishy-washy. Or no. I think a lot of independents, they know exactly how they're going to vote. They know exactly where they're going by now in this election. All right. Okay. And then where the media is going with this is saying, well, the Republicans are losing women because of this one comment. Okay. Well, the Republicans saying the comment was stupid, too. I don't think they're going to lose women with that. I don't. I mean, we had a rape in our family. I had a friend who actually was born as a result of a rape. So we've seen the gamut of issues very personally with rape. We take it very seriously, and which is why I think Akin's comments were stupid and ludicrous, no matter what context. But no, we're not changing our mind. I mean, our family's conservative, and I mean, we're, you know, we want to vote to get this country back on track. So, you know, interesting. Now, I guess this news was just released. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 25 minutes past the hour. So this news just came in. If my computer doesn't, we got an hourglass. I guess we have an hourglass. Romney is going to release his 2011, wait a second, didn't he already release his 2011 tax returns? Well, I thought he released his 2011 tax returns during the primary. Ah, who cares? All right. That, I think, is also a bunch of baloney, too. Don't when you retire, you have a different set of income than when you do retire? And, I know there's this anti-rich movement. Right? You know, we're all against the rich. The more rich you can make a person appear, the more of an enemy. The guy's rich. Romney's rich. All right, but as far as I'm concerned, I really don't think that it's going to hurt him in the election. Okay, I think I like the idea that this man has been pretty successful in running a business and knowing how to deal with money. I think that would be a plus at this point in time. So we'll see where that goes. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Earlier this show, and by the way, if you ever miss any of the Dr. Dolly Show, please go to my website. We do have a free Dr. Dolly app for those of you who are Android phone users. We are working on the iPhone. Be patient. It may take a while. But for those of you with Android phones, Droid, etc., you can download our free app. Go to my website or go to your Droid store, and you'll be able to download it, and you can hear much of the material we give in the previous hours. I know some of you think it's hot air, but it isn't. We give some good information. But one topic we talked about, which I didn't realize was as important as it was to listeners and patients, was the doctor burnout. Apparently a survey came out this week saying half of physicians report burnout symptoms. And I wasn't going to talk about it this week because I'm like, you know, you guys hear from me as a doctor. I'm griping all the time about doctors' woes. You know, you guys have your own set of problems. We all have our own set of problems. But this doctor burnout affects patients more than it affects doctors. And we already have doctors being burned out before Obamacare even kicks in. Now, of course, the article is discussing how the medical profession has to prepare for treating millions of patients who will be newly insured under the healthcare law. I still don't get that. I need someone to show me the math. I don't know how millions of patients are going to be insured if the states can't expand Medicaid to cover many of the patients. And the millions of people who lost their jobs that don't have health insurance, I don't see them getting their jobs anytime soon, especially with the healthcare law fining employers per employee. I think employers are going to want to keep their payroll down. So I still don't see where millions of patients are going to be newly insured. But anyway, per this Mayo Clinic survey and study, they say that almost 50% of the nation's doctors already suffer a burnout before healthcare even happens. And we were discussing this, and many of you were actually emailing me while I was on air about this is a real problem. You can't find a doctor, having Medicare, it's taking forever, you're losing your footing as a patient. And one quick suggestion I gave, because somebody said, can you please help us find a doctor? What do we do to find a doctor if our doctor dumps us because we have Medicare or et cetera? And I suggested, why don't you call the medical school and ask for the information of their new graduates that have been out for a year or two. Honestly, they're still good doctors because many of them will still be taking Medicare and Medicaid because they were credentialed that as residents. And you may not have the jaded burnout doctor that's leaving Medicare that many of you have already been dealing with. Just a thought. I love doctors that are seasoned, but if you can't find one who'll take you, that's a good try. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh. fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life, because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire, so when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess inmates in a Texas prison were fed pet food by mistake. This is ridiculous. All right. From what we understand here, let me read this to you, okay? U.S. government conducted a three-year investigation on John Soul's Food Incorporated, a Tyler, Texas-based meat processing facility specializing in value-added fajita meat. They alleged that some of the beef tips could not be frozen properly, were sold to a third-party meat broker who agreed to sell the meat as pet food. However, some of those beef tips made it to the mess halls of several prisons because they weren't properly labeled. And I guess federal authorities had conducted, or with the federal authorities with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and U.S. Attorney's Office conducted a three-year investigation over the alleged meat mix-up. They found that in 2006 and 2007, the broker sold some of the now animal-grade meat to another wholesaler who in turn sold the beef to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, breaking its agreement with John Soul's. None of the boxes were relabeled as pet food. U.S. Attorney John Bales told the Associated Press that John Soul's Food will tighten policies, thank you, to comply with meat inspection laws pay almost $400,000 to reimburse costs of the investigation. They said nobody got sick from the lower grade beef. So what? This went on for years? Inmates were eating pet food? That's ridiculous. You know, somebody get a clue. We were talking about doing things half-assed. We were talking about that in terms of doctor burnout. Right before the break, we talked about doctor burnout, but earlier this evening on the show, we were talking about why would burnout of doctors, you know, be such an issue for patients. Okay, well, one is they maybe just give it up on Medicare completely. They may also be giving up on Medicaid. You know, dealing with the government to pay you is even worse than trying to deal with the private insurance company. So many doctors say tackle this. A lot of doctors are like, you know what, I'm just going to see less patients and just take cash. As many of you have seen, many doctors have gone to concierge medicine or VIP medicine. But the big thing that I see with burnout, and not just with doctors, you can have burnout with pilots, you can have burnout with construction workers, teachers, etc., is when you're burned out, more of a chance to do things half-assed. You know, when I was in medical school and I was very young and energetic, you know, and still, I, you know, believe I have that work ethic. I research and I dig and dive, and I don't like to half-ass my patients. And I'm not saying doctors are, just because 50% of doctors are reporting burnout in this one study. I'm not saying, you know, they are, but, you know, doing things half-assed. But when you're burned out, you don't seem to care as much. Even if you want to care, you just can't muster that passion. All right? And when half-assed things happen, like you've seen here with the pet food, you know, with the prisoners, or like what we saw with the Listeria outbreak, you know, with cantaloupes last year, I mean, that is life or death. And so, you know, one email I received was, doctor, how can you tell if your doctor is burned out because I don't want him taking care of me? I mean, I guess what are signs of burnout? Being disinterested, not being focused, appearing fatigued. It's tough because many of you have been seeing your doctor for years and very faithfully, but some doctors are people. And so like, hi, yeah, what's wrong with you? Let me take a listen. Okay, good. I'm prescribing this. Yeah, I mean, they may be a good doctor, but they're not be as much of a people person, so it's hard to tell. You have somebody who's a people person. How are you? Hi. And then, you know, a couple years later, like, all right, hi, what's going on? Okay, you know, that could be a sign of burnout. So sometimes it's also relative. You know, but, you know, just use your spidey sense, okay? Your practitioner, your doctor walks into the room and doesn't really seem to want to listen to what you have to say, seems to be very quick, very terse. Yes, many of us, with the way healthcare has been and healthcare is going, we have to pack in a lot of patients a day to be able to meet the bills, all right? Don't, you know, mistake that for burnout. But, you know, I think you could tell. You know, I've had so many patients say, Dahlia, the doctor just yelled at me. The doctor just didn't want to listen. He was in and out. He looked haphazard. I heard him yelling at the staff. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of people in the medical profession get extremely disillusioned. Obamacare is not helping. It's not 100% of the problem. I mean, many of us with medicine have kind of been beaten already, you know, with insurance not paying us and us fighting to get payment and then having to prove that we sent the claim in on time. And then we do send the claim and then they decide to only pay for half of it because they decide everything else is bundled. And then, you know, you realize you just, you know, lost money on the flu shots and the vitamin B12 shots and the Kenalog shots. And, you know, I mean, it is a constant, but just like running any other business. I couldn't imagine running a restaurant. You know, when I waited tables, I knew I wanted to be as far away from management as possible. The managers were always stressed and what they had to deal with. So I think running any sort of business will wear on you. But it doesn't help to have that healthcare law just looming over our heads where we need to follow guidelines, we have Medicare penalties, no sort of protection from malpractice. Yeah, I got to tell you, most of the doctors I know, they're coming up with an exit plan. And even though this aspect of the topic doesn't really matter to a lot of people, and I'm not insulted by that because I know everybody has their own problems, but as a patient, yes, it affects you. Because if you finally found a doctor that takes Medicare or Medicaid, You finally found a doctor that you like. They're getting burned out, and they don't know how much longer they can take it. You want to know that your doctor is going to be there for the long haul. I love my doctor, and she doesn't appear burned out, thank God. I never want this woman to retire. I finally found somebody who would listen to me. When I was telling people for years I had a tumor, everyone blew it off saying, oh, I just had a cyst. I was even at UCLA. Nah, it's a cyst. They go, could it possibly be a cyst behind a tumor? Could it just possibly? Or a tumor hiding behind the cyst. Finally, this doctor listened to me. She's like, you do have a tumor. We need to take this out right away. Thank God it, didn't turn cancerous. It was benign. But I finally found somebody that would listen. Finally found somebody that, practices medicine phenomenally. I don't want her to go anywhere. So, as you see more and more issues of doctor shortages and doctor burnout, I don't want you guys getting anxious over it. But that's why I had suggested to one of our listeners, if you're in that position where you're bouncing from doctor to doctor, you find a new doctor, they drop Medicare. You find another doctor, they drop Medicare. And you're like, I'm getting sick and tired of this. It may be because you've been seeing seasoned doctors, doctors that have been kind of in the business for 20, 30 years. And if there's no luck there, maybe call the medical school. Find out some of the doctors that have been rated highly who've been out for a couple years. Okay? I mean, they're still good doctors. And many of them, because you have to credential with Medicare and Medicaid as a resident, you're not going to be that quick to drop it as soon as you get out of practice. And you haven't been in practice long enough to be disillusioned. Now, I know some of you are like, well, new doctors are not as experienced. I mean, I got to tell you, yeah, there is something to say about being in practice for 20-some years. I'm going into my 12th private practice year, although I've been practicing medicine. I got my license in Arizona in 1998. So, we're almost at the 15-year mark. And absolutely, I feel like I still need another 20 years to feel the way I really want to feel in terms of my medical knowledge. I mean, you as a doctor, there's so many new things coming out. You just never feel like you have a grasp of 100% of everything. You never feel that way. But I got to tell you, these young doctors, some of my best medicine was performed when I was in training and when I was younger. And I think it's because there is so much that's so fresh and you're so ready to jump on things that I got to tell you, I don't think I missed much in my youth. And I think I caught a lot and I'm pretty proud of some of the things I've done. So, if you think you can find a doctor, albeit young, who takes Medicare and is going to be, there for a longer haul, you may want to jump on that. All right. Don't go away. We'll get to some medical headlines. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA... It's been a long day. D-A-L-I. Can't spell your name, doctor. I know it's been a long, long day. Good day, though. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who's working the dial. We had a great show tonight. Still got more to come, though. But if you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you only get a sliver of it. Very easy. Download the Dr. Dahlia app on your Android phone. Also, if you don't have an Android, no big deal, because while we're still waiting for iPhone to come out with the app, you could also hit on demand on our website as well. You hit on demand and you're able to listen to past shows, past few hours, past days, past weeks, archives, etc. Pretty easy stuff. Don't forget later when you're fooling around on Facebook to look up Dr. Dahlia's show. Connect to me on the Dr. Dahlia Show page. I use that now more than my regular personal account, because the personal account got maxed and you really can't do much on it. And then the Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter as well. All right, did you guys hear about these daycare workers that kind of created a little cockfight with toddlers and videotaped it. This is kind of sick. All right. Three daycare workers are accused of encouraging a fight between toddlers while they were in their care. Police say a videotape shows three-year-olds punching each other, with one boy screaming, crying, and trying to escape. Tiana Harris, Estefania Myers, and Lisa Parker were released from a Delaware jail Tuesday after posting $10,000 bond each following their arrest Monday on felony assault and conspiracy charges, along with a number of misdemeanor accounts relating to child endangerment. The three women were employed by Hands of Our Future, LLC Daycare, where they organized a fight between two toddlers while a number of other children were present. Authorities obtained footage of the March 6th incident, which was taken on one of the accused woman's cell phones. Then the footage was discovered during an unrelated investigation. Apparently, two of them, Harris and Myers, were seen laughing and encouraging the fight on the recording. Parker allegedly grabbed one of the boys and forced him to continue. In fact, he heard one of them say he's crying. He doesn't want any part of continuing. Oh, and he rushes to one of the defendants and is turned around and shoved back into the fight. This is some sick stuff. I don't know what has been going on with, you know, some of the people watching children lately. But I love the idea of sending your kid to school with a bug, you know, just to hear what's going on. Why not? You know, this was kind of interesting. This just in: a woman found dead in Arizona home with 31 cats. She lives in suburban Phoenix. Actually went to school in Phoenix. She had been found dead, they don't know how long, with 31 cats. Apparently, Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies were forced to wear breathing equipment to enter the residence. They think she died of natural causes. She was a hoarder. Home was in poor condition. 31 cats and kittens appeared to be underweight. Respiratory infections, conjunctivitis. Oh, okay. Let me see. What other news just in? Well, you know what? Can I take a step back for a little second? Because a lot of this news doesn't seem to be happy news. We have a woman that actually went blind from pigeon droppings. We talked about this in the previous hour, where it's not that pigeon dropping landed in her eyes, but this 24-year-old lived in a house where there was a lot of pigeon feces in the attic. Now, pigeon poop can carry cryptococcus, right? And cryptococcus could cause pneumonia, and it could cause meningitis. She unfortunately came down with meningitis, caused swelling and infections surrounding the brain, underwent seizures, vision changes, and eventually went blind. The report isn't telling us if she's legally blind or completely blind, but please don't underestimate the feces. There is, when there's poop around, it's just, look at the hantavirus guy, the guy that died from hantavirus. There was poo-poo around his campsite. Crazy stuff. I just found an article where a research study, this was just published today, uncovers 8 mistakes people make that lead to unsatisfying work. Now, this is very interesting because we're just talking about burnout and Dr. Burnout. So you're going to see more and more of these stories, you know, and related articles. But this is kind of interesting, okay? This was Career Direct. It's a program that provides personal analysis, testing, counseling to identify the kind of skills that lead to a successful career. Who else was involved in this study? I believe it was Career Direct. Okay, oh, and Crown Financial Ministries. So they're the one that developed Career Direct. But it's kind of interesting, okay? They say Crown identified 8 common errors people make when taking a job and when trying to find a career that will satisfy. Number one is they choose the first or easiest job they could get. They say to choose a job based on its ease is not being a good steward of talents and abilities. The goal should always be to move into areas in which we could use our strengths. Now, this was very interesting because I remember, you know, leaving medical school, et cetera, and you need a job. I mean, you got loans to pay, you got bills to pay, you have rent to pay, a baby on the way, you're going to get a job. But they're very right about that. You know, we try to get, you aren't very cocky when you come out of school, and you try to get the first job that you can, you know, and then you're like, okay, well, if I don't like it later, I could leave. Sometimes no. Sometimes no. All right, next, choosing a job based on salary. Don't be doing that. have, you know, take a look. Maybe there's more to it, growth, et cetera. So sometimes if that high-paying job disappears, your resume, you know, the other thing, too, you sometimes have to be careful about the higher-paid positions. Yes, it'd be great to get. I mean, in this recession, we say take it. But also keep in mind, one thing that we've learned in this recession is the first people that lost their jobs were the ones that were higher paid. That was very interesting. Number three, choose a job because don't choose a job because it has a good title. Yeah, obviously you want to know what you're doing. Taking a job because management offers it. They say discuss your work-related attributes with your employer to indicate the areas that would be best to fit you. Don't choose a job because that's what your parents do. Oh, yeah, please. I mean, I know sometimes it's easy because you can go into the family business, but no. Like what you're doing. Don't choose a job to fulfill your parents' unfulfilled dream. I mean, I always wanted to be Miss America, but I got two boys. I would not want them to try to be Miss America. Mm-mm. Or an Olympic figure skater. Not gonna force that. Don't choose a job because you have the minimum ability to do it. There's a lot of jobs that we could do, but pick a job where you will shine. Because if you shine, you like what you're doing. Now, I know many of us that are out of jobs, we go on Craigslist or we go into the paper, and we're like, okay, you want to know what? I need to get a job, so I'm going to expand. Yeah, I've managed before. Yeah, I've done marketing. Let me do it. Now, I got to admit, I have a lot of patients who didn't think they had a skill. It called to them, they jumped on it, and they did well. But according to this survey, they say don't pick a job because, you know, pick something that you know what you're doing. But I got to admit, I've had some people that really shined. See, something like marketing, I love. Because you get to create, you get to promote. To me, marketing is very exciting. So if you kind of like that kind of stuff, I can understand how that would attract you. They say don't choose a job or major without any serious study of yourself. Know who you are. I think if I could add something to this, and this came from the Sacramento Bee, if I could add something to this, I think there's too much pressure, way too much pressure, where we enter school, for those of us that are fortunate enough to go to college, where we enter school and we feel like we have to pick the major and what we want to do the rest of our lives. I think we have all learned that many of us don't keep a job for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I think many of us realize that we are going to hold multiple jobs, hold multiple positions. Yeah, we may be in the same vicinity of the specialty, but I think many of us realized that switching jobs, especially during this recession, it looks like to me every 2 years, my patients seem to have a new job in a new company. And so my recommendation for any of you young people out there, or any of you people going back to college going, well, what should I take? I mean, if I hadn't done medicine, I would have probably gotten a business degree or a communications degree. Because you could use that and apply that to anything. This way you have the degree, but there's so many jobs that you could platform that to. But we got to get that pressure off, thinking whatever you do now, you got to do your whole life. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to find me on Facebook and Twitter tonight. But most of all, be safe. God bless.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.